Beyond the moment, when spiritual care should lead towards support in reentry and restoration chaplaincy, some conversations begin with a simple moment of encouragement. A returning citizen may ask for prayer, share discouragement, talk about fear, or admit that life outside is harder than expected. A chaplain may offer calm presence, scripture with consent, and a few words of hope. But sometimes spiritual care should not stay only in that moment. Sometimes faithful care means helping a person see the next bridge. A reentry and restoration chaplain is not a housing provider, employer, attorney, counselor, recovery sponsor, parole officer, probation officer, or case manager. But a chaplain can notice when a person needs more than encouragement. The chaplain can help connect the person to appropriate support through the right church, soul center, ministry, agency, recovery group, counselor, legal aid resource, job readiness program, or community partner. That is bridge building. Bridge building begins with humility. The chaplain does not say, "I can fix this." The chaplain says, "Let's think wisely about who can walk with you in this next step." That difference matters. Returning citizens often face many pressures at once: housing instability, transportation problems, job barriers, recovery needs, family tension, parole or probation requirements, shame, fear, loneliness, and spiritual hunger. A chaplain who tries to personally carry all of that will eventually become overwhelmed. Worse, the chaplain may create dependency or make promises that cannot be kept. Wise chaplaincy asks, what support system is needed here? A person may need a church community where they are welcomed with dignity and accountability. Another may need recovery support before they can manage other commitments. Someone else may need help finding a legal aid clinic, a housing referral, or a job readiness ministry. Another may need counseling or crisis support. The chaplain's role is not to replace these supports. The role is to encourage movement toward them. What helps? Ask permission before offering a referral. Use language like, "Would it be helpful if we talked about some support options?" Or, "There may be people better equipped for this specific need. Would you like help identifying a next step?" What harms? Pressuring, shaming, overpromising, giving unsafe rides, handing out money secretly, becoming the only support person, or acting as if prayer removes the need for practical help. Christ-centered care honors the whole person. Returning citizens are embodied souls. They need spiritual encouragement, but they may also need food, housing stability, recovery support, employment guidance, safe relationships, and patient discipleship. A faithful chaplain does not have to be the whole bridge. Sometimes the chaplain simply helps a person find the next faithful plank.